is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Our choir will now have our prelude.
Happy Easter. Greetings in our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We welcome you to the April 5th Easter morning worship service at Zion Lutheran Church, Lincoln, Illinois. Participating in the production of this broadcast are Ron Estel, Janet Estel, and Terry Biggs. Our organist is Dora Thompson. The opening hymn is number 457, Jesus Christ is Risen Today, in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins unto God our Father. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge.
I say to the Lord, you are my
As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent ones, in whom is all my delight.
The sorrows of those who run after another God shall multiply. Their drink offerings shall be blood, I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me.
I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be shaken.
Therefore my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. The Old Testament reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, beginning at the first verse. At that time, declares the Lord, I will be the God of all the clans of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus says the Lord, the people who survived the sword found grace in the wilderness when Israel sought for rest. The Lord appeared to him from far away. I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have continued my faithfulness to you. Again, I will build you, and you shall be built, O Virgin Israel. Again, you shall adorn yourself with tambourines, and you shall go forth in the dance of the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant and shall enjoy the fruit. For there shall be a day when the watchman will call in the hill country of Ephraim, Arise, and let us go up to Zion, to the Lord our God. This is the word of the Lord. Christ has risen from the dead. God the Father has crowned him with glory and honor.
He has given him dominion over the works of his hands. He has put all things under his feet.
The epistle reading from 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am. And his grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the singing of the Alleluia. Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and they will see me there." This is the gospel of the Lord. Having heard the gospel of our Lord, we confess our common Christian faith through the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for the singing of our hymn.
The sermon hymn is number 482, This Joyful Eastertide, hymn number 482, found in the Lutheran Service Book.
Thank you.
the sermon text from today's epistle reading. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you. Thus far the words of our text. He is risen! Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We have come to the end of our Lenten travels. On Good Friday, we walked with Joseph and with Nicodemus to the tomb of Jesus. And now this morning, we stand before that very same tomb with Mary Magdalene and the other faithful women who came to anoint Jesus' body. And lo and behold, the stone is gone. And the body of Jesus is no longer there. There is no Jesus, but Jesus is there. And he speaks to Mary. And he sends her to tell where Jesus will meet his disciples. The empty tomb is the point of Jesus' preaching and of his teaching. What does the empty tomb mean? It means that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ for the sin of the world is not only complete, but it is also accepted by God the Father. Sin is taken away. The guilt of sin is taken away by the blood of Jesus Christ. And if there is no sin, then there is no death. And the only thing that is left over is life everlasting. St. Paul is very clear that Christ's ministry, his death and his resurrection, accomplished everything for our salvation. Now, having said that, that it's all complete, it is all done, let us not fool ourselves that our faith is not under assault these days. Of course the faith is under assault these days. Yet we are being preserved in the faith as Jesus Christ preserves us, and as God the Father brings us closer to the day of resurrection, when our Christian hope will be fully realized. Now, when I say our faith is under assault, now, I mean in this sense, I do mean our personal faith. Now, you can understand faith in another sense. Faith is meaning as Christianity as a whole, as in the Christian faith. And that is definitely under assault. The truth of Scripture, what Scripture teaches of creation, of the fall, of redemption, of crucifixion, of resurrection and repentance and the remission of sins, is always under attack. It is always under assault. There is also faith in the sense of for me. Is in a personal faith, a faith that is yours, a faith that trusts that what Jesus did is for you as an individual and you personally. That in Jesus Christ's death and resurrection and his life and his coming alive again, you personally have the salvation of your soul and you have the promise of the resurrection of your own flesh on the last day. This is applied to you. And this is also constantly under assault. The spiritual forces in the heavenly realms do not want you to trust the gospel. They do not want you to trust the work of Jesus on your behalf. They want you to think, how can a work done over 2,000 years ago still be effective for me today? What we proclaim here this morning is that, yes, Christ's death and his resurrection are indeed effective for you this very day. We want to lay hold of the implications of the good news for each and every one of us. The good news of Jesus Christ for the Christian confidence in the resurrection of the dead and of life eternal for you right now. Right now. The church calendar has most recently walked us through the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus placed in front and center of us with the basics of our creedal faith. He died. He was buried. He has risen again from the dead. As St. Paul writes to the Romans, but God shows his love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, how much more will we be saved from Him by the wrath of, from the wrath of God? For if while we were still enemies, and we were then reconciled to God through Christ Jesus by the death of His Son, how much more then are we reconciled to God shall we be saved by His life? More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have received the reconciliation. The death of Jesus is central to the drama of our salvation. The word of the cross is the power of God, without which we would still be in our sins. As Jesus told the Pharisees, "I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." Christ really did die to pay for your sins. And all the gospel writers report the validity of Jesus' death on the cross. He was a dead person. He was a buried person. And now comes the crescendo. He has risen from the dead. By the glory of God the Father, Jesus continues as the risen and living one, now and forever. And what do? We now turn to our baptisms. We turn and look at our baptism. We prize our baptism. For do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into His death and His resurrection? For in one spirit we were all baptized into one body. And that means we are baptized into Christ's death and Christ's resurrection. We were buried with Christ by baptism into death, that we might live in newness of life, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of God the Father. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly... What a great word that is. Certainly. We shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His. We know that our old self was crucified with Him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be a slave to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we also believe that we will live with Him. And we know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has any dominion over Him. For the death He died to sin. Once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring us to life with God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Also, having been buried with Him in baptism, in which you were also raised with Him through faith in the powerful working of God who raised Jesus from the dead. Here are the foundational facts of the Christian faith, of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He died for the taking away of our sin. He was buried. He was raised again for our justification. And in Christ's resurrection lies the promise of your own resurrection. This week in our local Lutheran churches, our Missouri Synod churches, just this past week, there have been funerals in Morton, funerals in Mount Pulaski, funerals in San Jose. Death takes no holiday. But today's holy day, the feast of the resurrection of our Lord, tells us that death is overcome and Christ secures resurrection for all of us. So this day we see in the resurrection of Jesus Christ your own, your very own resurrection from the dead. We aren't here for tradition. We aren't here because it's just what we always do. We are not here because Grandma said we needed to be here. We are here to be reminded that Christian people have the assurance and the promise of eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. We are here to witness once again the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to be assured that because we are connected to Jesus, because in Jesus our sins are forgiven, We have eternal life. And not just life in heaven, but we have the promise of the resurrection of our bodies to immortality. That in Christ we shall live in the new heavens and in the new earth. And we shall live in everlasting glory, blessedness, and righteousness. This is the Christian faith. This is what we look forward to. This is the promise of your baptism and the promise of Jesus Christ for you. Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Christ forever. Christ for immortality. Christ for resurrection. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. And now may that peace which passes all understanding be in your hearts and your minds to the one true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us now all rise for our prayers. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Lord God, on this glorious day, fill your people with a holy fear at the resurrection of your Son, that we would tremble no longer before the grave, but rejoice and live in the truth of your power to save. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayers.
O Lord, lead your people in your steadfast love and guide them in strength to your holy abode. Sanctify our homes. Be the companion of those who live alone. Make our households places where your wisdom and grace are found. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our
prayers. Merciful God, we pray you to have mercy on the sick and those in any need. We ask you to hear our prayers for Alan Martin as he recovers from knee surgery. Grant unto Alan a swift recovery and return to strength. Indeed, we ask that you would strengthen all those of our congregation who are recovering from surgeries, that in their health they would bring praise to your name. Comfort also, Lord, the fears of all those who are anticipating surgeries and who are seeking health from your hand. Let the dawning light of the new creation in Christ sustain them in faith. In accord with your will, grant them renewed health, and then grant them a foretaste of their eternal healing in him who is their Lord and Savior. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, give to us joy in your Son's great victory feast as he shares it with us from this altar. In the eating of his true body and the drinking of his precious blood in faith, overcome our sin by his forgiveness and swallow up our death in his life, that we may be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Lord, in your mercy. Accept the praise, O Lord, of David and Stephanie Opperman as they thank you for the birth of a grandson, Aiden James, born to Jenna and her husband. Bless this new life that has come into the world. Keep Aiden in your almighty care and bless him with membership in your household of faith. Strengthen Aiden's parents in their faith and send your holy angels to watch over their home. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, Heavenly Father, you have not let your Holy One see corruption, but you have raised him in triumph from the dead, never to die again. Therefore our hearts are glad and we rejoice, for our flesh dwells secure. Since you have set him at your right hand, lead us to set his resurrection before us at all times, that his path of life and the fullness of joy in his presence may be known to all of us, until we come to the pleasures of eternal life at his right hand. Lord, in your mercy. Dear God, we give you thanks along with Dennis and Carol Knauer for the 61 years of marriage that they have celebrated yesterday. and for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon them in each of those years. Continue, we pray you, to strengthen Dennis and Carol in their love and commitment to one another, and keep them both firm in faith in you, so that all their days that you give them together may be blessed out of your almighty hand. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated for the reception of our gifts and offerings.
You have been sharing in the Easter Sunday morning worship at Zion Lutheran Church,
Thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has strengthened and preserved you in the life everlasting, imparting His peace. Depart in His peace. Amen.
true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith and the life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
Please rise. The true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith into life everlasting. Depart in his peace. Amen. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and grant thee his peace.
The closing hymn today is hymn number 468, I Am Content, My Jesus Ever Lives. Hymn number 468 in the Lutheran Service Book. Have a wonderful Easter.
Thank you.
Since there is Easter breakfast in the auditorium this morning, before we dismiss, let us have a common table prayer. We pray. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let thy gifts to us be blessed. Amen. And may the Lord bless all of you. May he bless your travels today, and may he give you a wonderful, blessed Easter. In Jesus' name, amen.